The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this one from Woman's Day, What's in a Name? January 15th to 19th is No Name Calling Week. It isn't just for kids, and you may be doing name calling or be on the receiving end of it without realizing it. If you say that someone, even a loved one, is a flake or stingy or moody, you're labeling that person and making them feel like that's all they are, says Keandra Jackson, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Be mindful of how you speak to people, and if you don't appreciate the way you're being described, speak up. Words have a lasting impact. Let the person know your feelings are hurt and set a boundary so they know not to repeat those things to you again, says Jackson. From Magnolia, Bright Idea. With the flip of a switch, table lamps can change the mood of a room more than just a light source. Lamps reflect our personality and even change how we feel about where we are. Want to feel relaxed? To create a warmth guests can sink into? Whatever vibe you're after, there's a lamp for that. And bright ideas abound when you have a lamp, shade, and bulb. Each element to experiment and play with offers numerous ways to set a certain tone. And don't sleep on the power of placement. Styling lamps in unexpected nooks can shift our connection to our environment, helping us feel at home even in our most utilitarian spaces. However you want to amp up the atmosphere in your space, here's inspiration to light the way. First, know your bulbs. Bulbs paint a room with light, but the mood changes with the color temperature of the bulb. At higher color temperatures, known as a higher Kelvin number on labels, light's color gets cooler and whiter. At lower color temperatures, bulbs cast a golden glow like a candle flame. Knowing which temperature to choose depends on where your lamp will go. For table lamps, we like warm, natural tones to make spaces feel more inviting. And the following options do just that. Neutral warm light mimics a sunset's glow, and it creates a relaxing effect. Try this bulb in a kid's room, perfect for story time, or in a lamp on an entry table to give your family a warm welcome home. Soft white bulbs cast gentle, earthy tones in rooms where people like to unwind, like bedrooms, dens, and dining rooms. Daylight's energizing tones are great for active spaces that benefit from bright lighting. Think book nook, playroom, home office, or even less expected areas like kitchen counters. And top it off and dress it up with a shade that fits your style. Ways to shade. If you're customizing a lamp from base to shade, embrace the opportunity to really make it your own. Whichever catches your eye first, consider a few guidelines when pairing the two. First, we recommend a shade size that's 2/3 the height of the base and a width at least a half inch wider on each side than the widest part of the base. You'll also want to consider shape, which is where reality comes into play. Whether you're drawn to a drum shape that leans more mid-century modern, a bell shape that has a Victorian feel, or something totally different, there's no wrong choice and lots of versions to choose from. For material, think about function. Dense materials and dark colors diffuse light to create an accent or task lighting effect. Translucent fabrics in neutral tones cast bright ambient light. Lastly, don't forget to check what kind of fitter your base uses to hold the bulb and shade in place, be it a spider, Uno, clip-on, or different type. And style with scale. While it has place and purpose, overhead lighting can create a stark and uninviting effect if other warmer tones don't balance it out. For creating atmosphere, we like to lean on table lamps, a soft glow here, a stroke of light there. See what happens when you flick off the hi-hats and switch on a warm bulb table lamp. Your space instantly feels softer and cozier. Any dark corner can benefit from a soft glow, be it in a bedroom, study, or family room. But we also love lamps in hard-working spaces. Try one on a shelf in your laundry room, on a kitchen counter, or even in a large closet, and watch how it elevates a workspace and makes those high-functioning rooms you use every day become places you want to stay. For light on the go, cordless rechargeable lamps, usually smaller in size, make it possible to add a little warmth and mood to any space, no outlet required. From First for Women, 5 ways to sick-proof your winter. Stay healthy all season with these clever and easy strategies. First, a hat and scarf keeps immune cells circulating. Your grandma was right. If you're heading outside on a chilly day, wearing a hat and scarf won't just keep you warm. It will keep sickness at bay all winter long. That's the word from Harvard Medical School researchers who recently found that keeping cozy when you're outdoors allows blood vessels in the airways to stay relaxed and open, tripling the number of immune cells that are able to quickly reach and destroy invading viruses. Chilly confidence. Strolling in the snow boosts body appreciation. The next time you go walking in a winter wonderland, take a few extra minutes to frolic and play. It's good for your body image, say scientists in Poland. In their study, women who walked in a snowy woodland for about 40 minutes reported greater body confidence than before their walk. The researchers credit the finding to nature's ability to shift our focus away from our body. Next, a glass of bubbly strengthens airways. A great reason to toast after the holidays. A recent Italian study suggests that enjoying 6 ounces of wine, red, white, or sparkling, every day could cut your risk of a cold, the flu, COVID-19, or any other respiratory tract infection by as much as 60%. Researchers credit wine's rich stores of polyphenols, plant compounds that nourish, heal, and strengthen the airway so sick-making viruses and bacteria can't invade. Pumpkin pie calms inflammation. This tasty treat is rich in carotenoids, nutrients that quiet inflammation and keep your immune system in peak form. And according to scientists in New Zealand, carotenoids provide up to 24 hours of protection per serving. A leisurely soak kills germs on contact. A relaxing, steamy bath can feel like a guilty pleasure when you have a long list of to-dos. But making time for 3 30-minute soaks each week is a proven way to prevent colds, influenza, and other winter ills, Australian scientists report. That's because even brief spikes in body temperature energize a specialized family of immune cells that have been shown to destroy germs in seconds. And last, melatonin maximizes immunity. Taking 1 milligram of melatonin at bedtime will help you fall asleep more easily, but that's not all. Research in the journal Open Heart suggests a daily dose of melatonin halves your risk of winter illness, and it can help you recover 3 times faster if a virus does sneak past your defenses. The study authors say melatonin makes viruses sluggish, so your immune system can destroy them before they're able to grow and spread. From Real Simple, nerding out, hibernation. Curl up and learn how some species get through winter without Netflix. Living takes up a lot of energy, and we aren't just talking about your overloaded holiday schedule. Thank goodness that's over. Simply breathing and pumping blood require power, generated by cells turning food into fuel. So when temps drop and food grows scarce, many animals avoid all that bodily work by essentially shutting down. Hibernation is very different from sleeping. Even that burns precious energy. It's a death-like state in which the body goes cold, and heart rate, breathing, and metabolism slow way down, much more than sleep. Various mammals, insects, amphibians, and reptiles do it, though the methods, place, and duration differ wildly. Some species, like crocodiles, shut down when it gets too hot. It's called estivation. Scientists view it as a biological marvel and keep unearthing cool discoveries about how it happens. Here's a bit of what we know. It's not a constant state. Even in the depths of winter, hibernators can be periodically active. They may have a snack, go to the bathroom, or, like hedgehogs and bats, move into a new hibernaculum, the nest, burrow, or cave that hibernators lie in. Surprisingly, research suggests they also rouse themselves in order to sleep, which requires energy, if you recall, possibly because a good snooze is so vital to brain health. Some species freeze solid. Cooling down helps slow the metabolism, and some hibernators chill their core temperature close to 32 degrees. Their stored body fat and the insulation in their hibernacula help them not freeze to death. The wood frog, however, as well as some insects, drop below freezing and turn their bodies partly into ice. They can thaw and refreeze as the need arises. Bears are weird. For starters, they're by far the largest mammal to hibernate. Also, their body temp only dips by a few degrees, which to some scientists means they don't technically hibernate at all. They're just in torpor. Others call them super hibernators because they stir so infrequently. They might go up to 6 months without even peeing. How? Their bodies recycle urine into protein. And humans might do it one day. Our species evolved in warm climates, so we never needed a bodily mechanism to endure winter. Scientists are studying how to get us in on the inaction for things like cryopreservation. And space travel. But that sci-fi future is far off. In the meantime, we'll have to stick to fireplaces, blankets, and TV binges. From Woman's Day, Top of the Popcorns. January 19th, Popcorn Day. Our favorite buys will help you master the art of this movie theater staple at home and beyond for Popcorn Day. Here are some of their recommendations. Specialty Pop. Go Gourmet with two heirloom varieties of corn harvested specifically for popping. From Williams-Sonoma, it's the Popcorn Sampler, about $38. A retro favorite, make your popcorn the old-fashioned way with this stovetop popper. The hand crank helps prevent burned kernels. It's the Whirly Pop stainless steel induction popcorn maker. About $56, also at Williams-Sonoma. And Delightful Dish. Spare the salad bowl and get the dedicated buckets that are sure to make snacking more playful. This is those paper-striped popcorn buckets you get at the circus or something. Sur La Table popcorn buckets, $20 each. I guess they're a more permanent version. They're not paper. At surlatable.com, SurlaTable. From First for Women, Dazzle in Denim. Now, they offer some picks that you can buy now and where you can get them, but I do encourage you to shop your own closet and drawers. But here's what they say. Denim picks to elevate your look. They're offering a denim midi dress that's probably around shin length. The dress's belt reins in the fabric to emphasize the figure's feminine shape. It's available at landsend.com, LANDSEND.com. It's the soft denim midi shirt dress for $110. Might be on sale now, though. Cuffed jeans help elongate legs. These are $100 from Abercrombie and Fitch. It's the Curve Love High Rise 90s Relaxed Jean. Abercrombie.com. Abercrombie.com. A denim purse adds interest and texture to a plain outfit. $20 from Amazon. It's the Obosoyo, O-B-O-S-O-Y-O, denim vintage jean purse. A tie waist jean jacket accentuates the waistline. This is from The Gap. It's the ultra soft belted denim jacket, $90, gap.com. And denim ballet flats. Well, they're versatile and sure to put a stylish pep in your step. $80 from Loft. It's the denim ballet flats, loft.com, loft.com. From First for Women, books we're loving now. There's four offerings. The Chelsea Girls by Fiona Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Fiona Davis whisked me away to the glamour of 1950s New York City in this novel, a tribute to the famed Chelsea Hotel. Through the politics of McCarthyism, Broadway, and the bohemian art scene, the story follows two-decade friendship of playwright Hazel Riley and actress Maxine Mead. With residents like Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen, the Chelsea has cemented itself in our collective imagination. A piece of literary fiction, Tell Me Everything, by Elizabeth Strout, Strout. Strout brings characters back to Crosby, Maine, and to a beloved cast of characters in this heart-tugging tale. The plot follows town lawyer Bob Burgess, who is somehow enmeshed in a local murder investigation. He then befriends another local, Lucy Barton. Meanwhile, Lucy meets the iconic Olive Kitteridge, and they strike up a friendship. A piece of suspense called The Night We Lost Him by Laura Dave, D-A-V-E. This book sucked me in from the first chapter when hotel magnate Liam Noon is pushed off a cliff at his cottage. The death is ruled an accident, but Liam's son Sam isn't so sure. Sam shares his concerns with his estranged sister Nora, and soon the two are uncovering decades worth of secrets about the family, the business, and their dad. And a memoir called The Third Gilmore Girl by Kelly Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. Her roles included Baby's mother in Dirty Dancing and iconic matriarch in Emily Gilmore in The Gilmore Girls. In her new memoir, Kelly Bishop reflects on her early life as a dancer and her time on Broadway, where she won a Tony for her role in Broadway's original cast of A Chorus Line. Filled with funny, wise anecdotes from her personal life, her career, and yes, some behind-the-scenes Gilmore Girls gems, this warm-hearted memoir is not to be missed. From First for Women in Focus, for your winter, grapefruit. Whether yellow, pink, or red, this fruit has many health benefits. Skip sick season. This citrus provides 100% of the daily dose of vitamin C, which boosts the immune system and helps fight off colds. Sharpen your focus. The fruit is rich in beta-carotene, which promotes eye health and protects against inflammation. And tame tummy troubles. A good source of fiber, grapefruit helps you feel fuller longer and stimulates healthy gut bacteria. I like it. From Magnolia, Ways to Waffle. Basic waffles. They offer a recipe for basic waffles, and then they've got all kinds of different variations, etc. Prep time for the basics, 15 minutes. Cook time, about 45 minutes, makes 8 to 10 round waffles. We need non-stick cooking spray, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/3 of a cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 large eggs separated, 2 cups of milk, half cup vegetable oil, and 1 teaspoon vanilla. Coat a waffle maker with cooking spray. Preheat the waffle maker to medium-high. Sift flour, sugar, baking powder, and salt into a medium bowl. In a large bowl, lightly beat the egg yolks, whisk in milk, oil, and vanilla. Place egg whites in another large bowl. Beat with a mixer on high until stiff peaks form. Add the flour mixture to the milk mixture. Mix together until fully incorporated. Then gently fold in the beaten egg whites. Add batter to prepared waffle maker according to the manufacturer's directions. Use a regular or Belgian waffle maker. Close the lid quickly and don't open until the waffle is done. Bake according to the manufacturer's directions. When done, use a fork to lift the waffle off the grid. Repeat with remaining batter. To keep waffles warm while making more, place them on a rack in a large baking pan and set in a 200-degree oven. And then they offer some variations, some things to top them off with, and some things to mix in. Variations, whole wheat waffles. You can prepare those as directed, except substitute 1 cup of whole wheat flour for 1 cup of the all-purpose flour. Increase the baking powder to 1 tablespoon. Let the batter rest 15 minutes before baking. For savory waffles, reduce the sugar to 2 tablespoons and omit the vanilla. And for cornmeal waffles, prepare as directed, except decrease the flour to 1 1/4 cups and sugar to 2 tablespoons. Add 1 cup cornmeal and 1/8 teaspoon cayenne to flour mixture. Omit the vanilla. To top them off, they've got sweet and savory options. Under sweet, we've got butter. Syrups such as maple, fruit, chocolate, or caramel. Nuts, chocolate hazelnut spread or nut butter. Strawberry or cinnamon whipped cream cheese. Yogurt and granola. Sautéed apples or pears. Fresh fruit. Fruit preserves, and powdered sugar. In the savory column, fresh herbs or spinach, chopped cooked bacon, hot honey, fried chicken, fried eggs, avocado or tomatoes, cheese, sauces such as pesto, barbecue, and chili crisp. And mix it in. For best results, we recommend adding no more than 1 cup of any of these total mix-ins to the batter. So even if you use 2 mix-ins, make them only add up to 1 cup. For sweet, chopped fresh fruit such as banana, mango, apple, and strawberries, whole blueberries or raspberries, mini chocolate chips, citrus zest, orange, lemon, or lime. And under savory, cooked bulk sausage, chopped fresh herbs, 2 tablespoons maximum, chopped fresh spinach, chopped sun-dried tomatoes, and shredded or crumbled cheese such as cheddar, feta, blue, or parmesan. And then a real variation here, waffle sticks. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 45, and it makes 6 servings. The ingredients, your basic waffles batter that you made previously, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon, 6 tablespoons salted butter, melted, and optional caramel sauce. So this would be for the person with the sweet tooth. Prepare the waffles as directed using a waffle stick maker or a Belgian waffle maker. If using a Belgian waffle maker, cut waffles into 4 sticks each. Stir together sugar and cinnamon in a shallow dish. Brush the hot waffle sticks with melted butter. Then dredge the sticks in cinnamon mixture to coat. Serve immediately with caramel sauce. From Real Simple, easy cheese board upgrades. I've got 2 options here. Maple roasted spiced nuts. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 45. This serves 8. We need 1/2 cup pure maple syrup, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon Chinese 5-spice, a quarter teaspoon cayenne pepper, freshly ground black pepper, 3 cups mixed unsalted nuts such as almonds, cashews, walnuts, and pecans, and 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Preheat oven to 375. Line a large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Stir together maple syrup, rosemary, Chinese five spice, cayenne, and a few grinds of pepper in a medium bowl. Add nuts and stir to coat. Scrape nuts and maple syrup mixture onto the prepared baking sheet and spread into an even layer. Bake for 10 minutes. Sprinkle with salt. Stir nuts and spread into an even layer. Bake until nuts are deep golden and maple syrup mixture is bubbly, thickened, and sticking to the nuts, 10 to 12 minutes, stirring twice more during the bake time. Nuts will continue to crisp up after baking. Let cool completely before serving, about 15 minutes. Store nuts in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. And pimento cheese spread. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 6. We need 1 small scallion, 1 4-ounce jar of chopped pimentos, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/4 cup mayonnaise, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon onion powder, 1 pinch of cayenne, optional, 8 ounces extra sharp yellow cheddar cheese shredded, about 2 cups, 1 small jalapeno, finely chopped, about 3 tablespoons, and crackers for serving. Chop scallion, separating white and green parts. Drain pimento liquid from the jar into a medium bowl. Add cream cheese, mayonnaise, salt, garlic powder, onion powder, and if you're using it, cayenne, to the pimento liquid. Stir to combine. Add cheddar, jalapeno, drained pimentos, and white parts of scallion. Stir to combine. Transfer to a serving dish. Garnish with the green parts of scallion and serve with crackers. Store leftovers in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Let stand at room temperature for 15 minutes before serving. From First for Women, here's a smart idea. Surprising stinky shoe solver. Got stinky shoes? Try leaving a bar of your favorite smelling soap tucked inside each of your worst smelling shoes for several hours. The soap will absorb the odors that make you cringe and replace them with a fresh scent. It's like giving your shoes a mini makeover. And a quick quote, let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. And that's from Brené Brown. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.